Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. Jesus prayed, and now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. You read Jesus' prayer in the Gospel according to his disciple John, chapter 17, verse 5. This is a clear declaration of the pre-existence of Jesus Christ. Jesus clearly declared that he existed before the creation of the world. We need to help our Muslim friends realize that. Jesus is saying here that he existed from all eternity. Remember the prayer? Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. The glory which Jesus had then was that which was proper to the Son of God. The Son of God, Jesus, humbled himself and took an additional nature, a human nature, and assumed the form of a servant. Jesus came as a servant to serve us, to serve God and accomplish God's will. Jesus now prays in John 17 that God would raise him up to the dignity and the honor which he had before he came to earth to save us. Jesus Christ was glorified with his Father before the world was, which he could not have been if he had not been eternal God. You see? And of course, you can see here that Jesus taught that God is his Father and that he is the Son of God. We respond by believing in faith in what God has revealed to us in the gospel. My Muslim friend, I know you are trying to imagine everything and reason everything, but it is a fact that human reason should not be the final judge of who Jesus is. Okay, we read in the gospel, continuing our topic, that Jesus is the Son of God in an eternal spiritual sense. We read in Galatians 4, verse 4, but when the right time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son who was born from, mean he came from, the essence of God the Father before all ages. Therefore, he who was born of the Virgin Mary was the Son of God and at the same time the Son of Man, as Jesus called himself. We read in the gospel, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin named Mary. Read the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke chapter 1. The angel told Mary, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Most High. Read gospel according to Luke chapter 1. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For no word from God will ever fail. By the action of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, the divine nature was united with the human nature, the human nature which Jesus received from the Virgin Mary. My friend, God himself descended and was incarnated. This is a miracle. The gospel revealed the wonderful news. The Holy Spirit purified the Virgin's womb. The flesh formed in her body was the only begotten Son of God. Again, you cannot be the final judge on the truth of who God is and who Jesus is. Your mind, your logic cannot be the final judge. Man should only submit to what God has revealed in his word. My friend, you cannot rely on the faint, weak, feeble light of human reasoning to judge the infinite, eternal, and the most glorious being, God. It is impossible. Don't do that. Why? Because you will not be right. You need God to reveal to you who he is. All right. We read in Galatians chapter 4, but when the right time came, God sent his son. Jesus is the Son of God. Not by creation, of course, as God created Adam and created all of us, nor by adoption, as I became a child of God when I repented of my sins and believed in Jesus that he paid the penalty for my sins. Jesus is the Son of God by divine generation, being the only begotten of the Father. Jesus is one with God the Father. Jesus shares with God the same divine nature and essence. We know that from the facts. The Bible declared clearly that Jesus lived his life without committing one single sin. Even the Quran agree. Look at the beauty of that verse, the depth of that Bible verse in Galatians chapter 4. But when the right time came, God sent his son. After God sent the prophets and revealed the law through Moses, God sent Jesus Christ to save us. I am reminded here by what the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John chapter 1 verse 17 tells us. Let me quote to you that verse. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. This is what makes Christianity distinct from Judaism, my friend. True Christianity is a spiritual religion developed from within, as distinct from a formal religion imposed from outside. The law that any religion tries to impose on people has no pity, no feeling. When I used to work as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt, my father used to tell me, the law is blind. I guess he was trying to motivate me to be passionate in helping our clients who were drug dealers and broke the law. The law has no heart, my friend. The law burdens us with many obligations and duties without helping us to do them. Jesus Christ came and revealed the heart of God, full of grace and love toward all of us. Jesus Christ came and offered us God's presence within us through faith in him. So I want to mention to you now the most important fact that Jesus revealed to us. When we repent of our sins, when we decide that we want to walk with God, to get close to God, to forsake our sins, and when we put our faith in Jesus, that he paid the penalty for all of our sins, my friend, we can enjoy within our hearts the grace of God, which is forgiveness for all of our sins. The grace of God you can enjoy now if you repent and put your faith in Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. God, I believe in Jesus that he paid the penalty for my sins. God, I repent of my sins. God, I realize now how much you loved me enough to come down to earth and sacrifice for me. God, I receive your love. I receive your grace. I receive your forgiveness through my faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, send you a free book, and rejoice with you. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one team, one family. God wants us to serve him together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. Peace, salam. In Jesus' name, we pray, God. Amen.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.